March 8th is International Women's Day, and women's organisations in the Czech Republic are using the occasion to highlight pay inequality and other issues. One event taking place on Wednesday is a gathering aligned with A Day Without a Woman, an international campaign urging women to go on strike for the day to call attention to the gender pay gap. Ian Willoughby spoke to Petra Jelinková from Ženy, one of several young feminist groups taking part here in Prague.
So our strike is sort of special. It's called Zastávka, which is a pun that unfortunately doesn't work in English. It's a combination of two words. It includes the strike, Stávka, but it also means a stop. And we hope that we will get some attention to the International Women's Day, because it is really important these days, as much as it was in the early 20th century. Especially in the Czech context, where people tend to believe that feminism is not really so important anymore because equal rights have been achieved. But the reality is different. There is still a huge pay gap. There is a lot of sexual violence that is largely tolerated. And some conditions are still very unfavorable for women.
In the past, especially under communism, International Women's Day was a really big event in the Czech Republic or in Czechoslovakia. How is it viewed by your generation?
Yeah, right. It was quite big. But unfortunately, I think that it was sort of an empty thing. It didn't really have so much meaning, because very often it was just a symbolic day when women received some awful red carnations. There were some enterprise parties, but it didn't really have a deep meaning, I believe. And for many women, for the generations of our mothers and grandmothers, it really became something that didn't really mean so much. And we believe that our generation, the generation of younger women, should really ignite this atmosphere, this deeper meaning that it used to have. And we would like to show it to women of all generations.
A lot of focus has been placed this year on the issue of pay inequality between women and men. Is that an issue, do you think, that's really felt by your generation, or is it something that concerns more older women?
It affects women of all ages. It is very serious for women who are retired, because when their pension is being calculated, it reflects their pay from the previous years. And it means that when they are retired and if they are widows, they receive very little money. So the number of poor women at this age is really alarming, and it makes their situation incredibly difficult. So it is really a crucial topic for older women. But of course, it is very important for young women as well, because they need to make sure that their conditions are going to be better in the future.
Earlier today at a conference about pay inequality, Mikhaila Marksova, the Minister for Social Affairs, said that the sexist comments last week from the Polish MEP that were broadcast around the world, that they showed that the women's fight isn't over. I presume you would concur with what she said.
Absolutely. And I think that especially in Central or Eastern Europe, this is a struggle that is still very real. This sexism is present everywhere, and we have to face remarks like this very often, unfortunately.